Hi, this is Evan Chang.
And this is Kelly Conlin. We're representing Team Cloud Clout from the University of Texas at Austin and the University of Arkansas in conjunction with the Texas Advanced Computing Center.
We'd like to begin with team introductions on the left-hand side of the poster. So our general approach was that all the students paired up with one other student to have both a primary specialization and a secondary specialization. And then we kind of worked in partners from there. So as I said, my name's Evan. I'm an electrical engineering student at UT. I'm a senior, and my specialization was on IO500 with my secondary specialization on CESM. My partner is Nicholas Afiero, a computational engineer. His primary focus was on CESM, with his secondary being on IO500. We have Brock Davis, a computer science student. He is mainly focusing on the reproducibility challenge, with his secondary focus on LINPACK. And his partner is Jack Gaither, who is also a computer science student. His primary focus is on LINPACK, and his secondary focus is on the reproducibility challenge.
And then we have me, Kelly Conlin. I'm a fourth-year computational engineering student who I'm mostly focused on scaling HPCG, and then helping my partner Juan, a fourth-year electrical engineering student, out with GrowMax as well. As a group, we represent a variety of majors across the university, and we have different interests ranging from cybersecurity to web application development. We are supported by staff at the Texas Advanced Computing Center, as well as many resources from there, which helped us a lot in our preparation. Moving on to our system design and management.
With the competition moving to fully remote, we've had the opportunity to pivot and alter our approach in order to leverage the flexibility that Azure provides in order to optimize our designs for each benchmark.
Our general approach is to use one head node on Azure Circle Cloud for cluster management, and then have multiple node arrays to allow us to dynamically select instances during the competition. This will allow us greater flexibility as the competition progresses, as well as with the reproducibility challenge. Although our poster indicates we will be using the BGFS parallel file system, we have since decided against it, as our system won't be large enough to see the returns on such an investment. Instead, we have opted for a configuration of persistent disk storage based on findings after testing using IOZone. We will instead use SLURM and persistent storage mounting at data. Finally, we will be using both Azure's pre-built GNU compilers as well as Intel's C++ and Fortran compiler, since our nodes are Intel-based and we have found that many of our applications run better when compiled with ICC.
We will now delve into the different application strategies. For HPCG, we originally planned on using D-series nodes, but have since then decided to go with NC12S V2 VM instances. While both offer low latency and high-speed local storage, the GPUs will offer better performance computing.
Like HPCG, our other synthetic benchmarks, LINPACK and IO500, will also utilize GPU instances. Our IO500 strategy includes toggling different variables systematically to ensure we get the best possible configuration.
Because of the large-scale process for CESM, we're choosing to go with HC44RS high-performance compute nodes.
This node selection will allow us to utilize the 100 gigabytes per second InfiniBand that is located on the nodes, which will help with the high demand for I/O operations that CESM requires.
GrowMax is an interesting problem to tackle because the optimal solution depends on each problem. We plan on using between 5 and 50 nodes to remain flexible during the competition. These nodes will primarily be NC12 V2 nodes due to their powerful P100 GPUs. Our plan for the MEM-XCT reproducibility challenge is to utilize the relatively short runtimes in order to compare results with the papers to make sure that we get the best results possible.
We will utilize our enhanced familiarity and understanding of Cycle Cloud gained from our individual applications as we all work together on the mystery application.
Our team has been preparing for the competition since early February of this year. We have been meeting regularly and constantly updating our plans and approach as the overall competition guidelines evolve.
Before gaining access to Cycle Cloud, we were able to use TAC supercomputers and public resources to experiment with running our applications and tuning them as well. While no members of our team have participated in SEC before, many of our members have experience in software engineering at companies like Google, Microsoft, and Lockheed Martin.
Overall, we are confident that our active communication and dedication will lead to a winning approach.
Thank you for listening to our poster presentation and for your sponsorship of this event.